message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Tag a month of supernatural exploits. And tonight we're going to be looking at introduction to supernatural exploit. Introduction to supernatural exploit. I'd like to tell everyone in the house this evening that exploit is the heritage of believers. And every one of us here, we are believers. Exploit is our heritage. Exploit is our right. I'd like us to open our Bible to the book of John chapter 14 verse 12. John chapter 14 verse 12 says that he that believeth on me, the work that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do. Praise the Lord. Greater work than this shall he do. Jesus Christ, when he was on earth, left a footprint, an indelible mark that nobody can erase. And he has promised that we will do more than what he has done. The Bible is filled with many wonders and the exploits of God. Also, many men and women who were used by God to do great exploits. Esther chapter 5. We know the role that Esther took when the Jew were about to be slaughtered. And Esther said if she's going to die, that she's ready to die. She took it upon herself. Hallelujah. Esther did great exploits. She went out of her. She went against the royal protocol to present her case to King Ahasuerus. Praise the Lord. You are meant to be the best at everything and anything you are doing in life. Praise God. You are meant to be the best in everything. If you are a cleaner, you are meant to be the best cleaner. Praise the Lord. If you are a gate man, you are meant to be the best gate man. Praise the Lord. And I also, as a student, you know, there are times, maybe when we were in school, maybe in secondary school, maybe we are about to graduate, and there's this common habit that people will go to the wall and write, maybe Wale Ajala was here. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So that people that were coming can see that actually Wale Ajala was actually in that class. Praise the Lord. But your results can speak better. Praise the Lord. If you have had a good result and if you have left an indelible mark, every other student that comes to that school, they will tell them that yes, somebody was here. Hallelujah. The power that worked in the people of the Bible for exploit is still very much available in us for greater exploit. And the Lord is looking for people who are ready and willing, through whom he can display his supernatural exploit. Praise the Lord. God, you know, I said something earlier. I said Jesus left a mark that nobody can erase. And that power is still existing. And God is looking for whom? He's looking for somebody to bring out his exploit from. Praise the Lord. I'd like you to tell your neighbor, say, God will show his exploit through me. God will show his exploit through me. We've heard of stories of wonderful men of God that did exploits, even in this present age that we have. We've heard of missionaries that went out of their way, you know, to win souls for God. God, as you know, God is so much interested in soul. He cherishes souls. And he's ready to use anyone that is ready to be used. Praise the Lord. Tell your neighbor, say, God will use me. God will use me to win souls. Quickly, let us look at what is supernatural exploit. What is supernatural exploit? Supernatural exploit means having the grace for achieving or accomplishing great, awesome, and the impossible. I say it again. Supernatural exploit means having the grace for achieving or accomplishing great, awesome, and the impossible. Number two, what is supernatural exploit? It is the act of working in the miraculous, achieving exceeding greatness and dominion, accessing unimaginable heights, and obtaining immeasurable results. I take it again. It is the act of working in the miraculous, achieving exceeding greatness and dominion, accessing unimaginable height, and obtaining immeasurable results. Praise the Lord. I will also say that supernatural exploit is breaking records. That second definition is talking about breaking records. Here, somebody have done this, somebody have done that. You are meant to do, to surpass what that person has done. Praise the Lord. Praise Jesus. Somebody has won 10 souls in just an outing. You are meant to win 20 souls in just an outing. Praise the Lord. Somebody has blessed the church with a building. Praise the Lord. And you are meant to build, to bless the church with an estate. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You are meant to break records. Tell your neighbor, say, I'm meant to break records. And I will break records. Number three, what is supernatural exploit? It can also be described as making giant stride in business, vocation, academics, making unfathomable discoveries, having unthinkable revelation in the things of God, and obtaining astonishing victories that is not subject to man's ability. Praise the Lord. If you have been making achievements by your strength, by your power, you have not gotten there yet. Until you make great achievement that people cannot even calculate it. That is, if they want to calculate it, they cannot calculate it. Praise the Lord. And somebody will say, okay, I've been mentioning souls given to church, and I've not actually talked about breaking records in careers, in businesses, because I know many of us, we are more interested in business. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. God is also interested in it. He wants us to break record in business. Praise the Lord. God wants believers, Christians, to make things to happen. Praise the Lord. Many a times we've seen things happening around us that what can be used to qualify it is wow. Or you just open your mouth and you cannot close it. I tell you, as a believer, you can do more than that. Praise the Lord. And God wants us to do more than that. Praise the Lord. So having unthinkable revelation in the things of God. Unthinkable revelation in the things of God. Presently, we'll find out that in the IT sector, there are a lot of unthinkable things. You know, before now, we don't have ATM. If you want to get your money, you have to walk to the bank. And when you get to the bank, they will bring out a ledger. They will start searching for your name. And that might take another 30 minutes before they see your name. After seeing your name, then before you fill the teller, and the teller pass from one table to the other and so on, then IT make it more easier. When you get to the bank, they can easily locate your name without opening the ledger. And on like that, they make it so easy that, you can take your cash 24 hours. If you want to take your cash in the middle of the night, just take your card, go in the middle of the night and slot it into the machine, you get the money. These are unthinkable, you know, that IT is building on. Praise the Lord. And God also wants us to think things in that area, in the Christendom. How do you, I mean, God wants somebody to do something that will take the message to someone, as in the person do not want to see anybody, but IT takes the message to the person. Praise the Lord. You know, you don't have choice. You will always use your phone. And now, you know, IT has done it so, they invade into privacy. Praise the Lord. They invade into your privacy in the sense that what you don't want to see, they let it see. How, you know, thinking it, I mean, somebody, a Christian, thinking it in the direction of winning soul, letting things pop up into people's phone, invading into their privacy. Praise the Lord. That is what God wants us to do, exploit in that area. Praise the Lord. I don't know if somebody is getting what I'm saying. So yeah, God wants us to do exploit in the area of business, in our vocation, in our career. He's so much interested in it. But God also wants most, as in He wants us to do more in winning soul, because that is where He derives His joy. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Supernatural exploits are not man-dependent. They are not obtainable by the wisdom of man. You cannot access this kind of exploit via the intelligence of man or the wisdom of man, because man is very limited. Praise the Lord. Say, man is limited. And that is why you see X, Y, Z limited. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Because man is limited. That is why you see Wallace limited. And you know, all those limited like that, because man is actually limited. But God is the only one that is not limited. And you can actually tap into the unlimited by keying into God. Praise the Lord. Quickly, let us look at how to access supernatural exploit. How to access supernatural exploit. Number one, access to supernatural exploit is connect to God. Praise the Lord. Connect to God. If your desire is to make supernatural exploits, if your desire is to make new things, if your desire is to be innovative in your area of calling, then you have to connect with God. The truth is that there's no area that you are working on for God that you cannot make supernatural exploit, that you cannot make an unimaginable things, that you cannot make an innovation. Praise the Lord. Praise Jesus. I talk about that if you are a cleaner, you should be the best cleaner. Praise the Lord. I don't know if some of us have visited some public places, like some hotels, and when you get in, you just imagine if people actually walk on the tiles, because it's always shining. Somebody is responsible for the cleaning. They do it in such a way that they do it so perfect. Praise the Lord. So you can be innovative in every area of life. Praise the Lord. But before you can be innovative, you have to connect to God. Man is limited without God. John chapter 15 verse 5. Without Him, man can do nothing. John chapter 15 verse 5. Without God, there is nothing that you can do. You might think it. There are many times that we think, you know, there are many times that we witch, and they say that if witches are horses, that everybody will ride. Praise the Lord. You know, many times we just wish that, you know, you just be visualizing that you find yourself at the airport. Praise the Lord. And you board the plane. Praise the Lord. How many of us, you know, you just see yourself boarding plane and people are saying bye-bye. Praise the Lord. You know, we imagine a lot of things like that. Praise the Lord. But it is possible. You can walk it if you connect with God. Tell your neighbor, say you can walk it. If you connect with God, there's nothing that is impossible with God. Until a man locates and connects to the Creator, he or she cannot walk in the supernatural exploit. Your relationship with God is what opens you up to the wonder working power of God in you. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Our anchor scripture, I'd like us to read our anchor scripture, Daniel chapter 11. And we'll read verse 32. Verse 32b. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. But the people that do know their God shall be strong and do exploit. It's so simple. But the people that do know their God, you know that there are some people that do not know their God. Yes, they know that God exists. They come to church. They dance. They do every activity. But they don't know the capability. They don't know the capacity. How great, how connected their God is. Praise the Lord. You know, many of us have had a scenario whereby we got to an environment. We don't know anybody, but we know God. And we committed to God that, God, I'm in this environment, I don't know anybody. God, connect me. And you just find that, you know, somebody that you don't know will just smile to you. Can I help you? And from there, the person gives you everything that you need to stay. Praise the Lord. That is connection through God. Praise the Lord. So, if you know your God, you will do exploits. If you know your God, sky is not the limit. If you know your God, there is no barrier to where you cannot get to. Praise the Lord. If you know your God, if you know your God, there is no limit. Somebody say no limit. Say no boundary. Say no limit. No boundary. If you know your God, there is no boundary. There is no limit. There is no way that you cannot get to. There is no door that you cannot open. I am actually having this feeling. How to make you know. As in, how to let you know how big God is. I don't know if you are actually... I wish I could have more illustrations to know that with God, nothing can be impossible. With God, there is no limit. There's no way that you cannot get to. Your background does not determine. It does not determine where you can get to in life. If you know your God, praise the Lord. You must know God to command your world as a God. You must know God to command your world as a God. You as a small g God, you must know the big G God for you to command the world. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You cannot walk away from God and expect Him to walk with you in life. Let's open our Bible to the book of Psalm, chapter 1, verse 1. Psalm, chapter 1, verse 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinner, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. Verse 2. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and his law doth he meditate day and night. Verse 3. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. That is continuous supply. No break in transmission. Somebody say no break in transmission. Continuous supply. Before you spend one, another one is coming. People don't, there is no need at all. Every need, there's a supply. Praise the Lord. Every exploit makers in the Bible were people who are connected to God and walk with Him. From our father Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Joseph, King David, All these men, great men of God, made great exploits in life. And that is why we can talk about them today. Then quickly I'll just talk on this. How to access supernatural exploits, we have to be diligent. Pastor told us, Pastor preached about diligence yesterday. And I was able to pick one or two things, which I'm going to use now. That diligence is characterized by steadiness and consistency. Praise the Lord. Diligence is characterized by steadiness and consistency. Diligence brings about results. And hard work bring about commendation. Praise the Lord. I would say to somebody that you rather pick to be diligent than to be hard working. Praise the Lord. Rather pick diligent than to be hard work. Because if you are hard working, you will only be commended. Ah, guy, shishe gon. Ah, guy, ah, on shishe baje. But if you are diligent, there's result. Your result speaks for you. Praise the Lord. Tell your neighbor, say, I'll be diligent. Say, I'll be diligent. Praise the Lord. Amen. My time is fast spent. Today, I decree that God will give you the grace to connect to Him all the days of your life in Jesus' name. I pray that God Almighty will grant you the grace to connect with Him for life in the mighty name of Jesus. God will grant you the grace to connect with an everlasting supply in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus.
Wow! I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road in Lorraine. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org.